Time to get a national perspective on exactly what the Eagles are doing with their head coaching search. We welcome in from the NFL Network our good friend Brian Baldinger. And Brian, let's say 2 weeks into this process as we begin week number three, a pretty extensive search. What's your perspective on what the Eagles are doing, what they're trying to do, and what do you think ultimately they're going to do?
Well, I think they're doing an exhaustive search, and that's exactly what Mr. Lurie said 2 weeks ago that we're going to do. If you go back and look at these coaching searches over, you know, the last 7-8 years now, most of them haven't been decided until after January 27th, believe it or not. So, you know, the danger you run into right now, Dave, is, you know, the longer you wait, you know, the better the coaches are going to be gone. You know, Andy Reid has cherry-picked a lot of good coaches out in Kansas City. That's the advantage you get. But, you know, I think the most important thing is to get the right guy. And so, you know, that's what they're up to right now. I think they're looking in every possible direction to find the right guy. But, you know, I think they'll make a decision this week sometime. So I think the end is going to be near pretty soon.
So, Brian, I can honestly tell you that I could not venture a guess as to who the leader in the clubhouse is. From your sense, from your talking to people around the league, from what you hear, do you feel like you know who might be the leader in the clubhouse?
Not really, Dave. I really don't. I mean, you know, they kept this interview with Brian Billick, you know, under wraps for the better part of 6 days. You know, nobody had that. Nobody knew about that, the interview on Monday. And so that kind of was off the radar screen. So I don't think anybody would have any idea. I don't know if the Eagles know who the leader is. I mean, I think they have their ideas. I think that they're very non-committal right now, but I don't know anybody right now that would be their number one choice at this point.
That said, Brian, do you still feel that there are quality candidates in this field?
I always think there's quality candidates, Dave. Always. I mean, I don't think there's any shortage of good coaches and coaches that can do this job. There's a lot of coaches that can't that get hired. There's a lot of coaches that prove they're not good head coaches. They do that every single year in this league. But I believe that the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles is still out there. And the next really viable coach that can turn things around is out there. And it may very well be in a couple of the guys that they have talked to. So, you know, the most important thing after that is, you know, how quickly can they assemble the staff and can they get the guys that they want? All of these coaches have a staff in mind about who they want to bring in, and they've had their lifeline sent out to them. And all these guys that are out there, they're all waiting basically to say yes or no. And that's the only, you know, problem I think with the extensive search is that you may lose out on a couple of really good either position coaches or coordinators by extending this as long as they have.
Brian, the name Brian Billick was mentioned yesterday for the first time, and the Eagles not confirming that interview, but if indeed it happened, who knows. Can you tell us about Billick and what kind of candidate he would be?
Well, Brian's first job after being fired from the Ravens was doing NFL games on Fox with me. We were a three-man booth with Dick Stockton, and I worked with him at the NFL Network on Playbook, so I feel like I've got him, you know, fresh off of being fired, which kind of caught him off guard. But this is what kind of guy Brian is. You know, when Brian got fired, he told the owner, Steve Bisciotti, the guy that you have to interview is John Harbaugh. And I say that because I think Brian is always looking to do the right thing and do the thing that's best for the employer. And much like Ernie Orsi made the trade for Eli Manning when he left and put the Giants in good position, I think no matter how long Brian Billick would be the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, should he get the job, I think the organization would be in good position, in good shape, if and when that would happen. Now, that being said, this is an extremely well-organized guy. I did his first game in preseason when he was became the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. I did the Ravens preseason games then. And I remember going up to his office before an Atlanta Falcon game and just sitting down and talking to him about Randall Cunningham and the roster that he had. And he had two computers opened, and he had an Excel. And, you know, I mean, this guy, technology-wise and cutting-edge and creative thinking. Like, he's right there with the best of them. He put all of his staffs. He's got 8 head coaches that have in college and in the pros that he's developed. He's got a heck of a tree. He's worked with Ozzie Newsome, maybe the best GM that we've ever seen. He left the Ravens in very good shape. They've gone to the playoffs 5 straight years in a row after he was fired. I mean, I just think the world of the guy. He's a very solid guy. He's humble. He's not a guy that wants to stomp on people or mistreat people or anything like that. I think he's excellent in understanding what the media needs and what their role is and what their jobs are. And that's a big part of coming to Philadelphia, is being able to handle that on a daily basis. We're one of the few organizations out there that don't have a Super Bowl championship. And it makes it hard because that's what people want and demand. And so everything comes back to that. Every decision, quarterback, coordinators, I mean, all come back to, are you in a position to win a championship? I think he would love to deliver Philadelphia championship the way he delivered one to Baltimore.
Okay, let's talk about another candidate out there, Gus Bradley, Seattle's defensive coordinator, having lost to Atlanta in the playoffs. A move could be made if the Eagles were so inclined. Your take on Gus Bradley?
Well, I was around Gus when he first got hired by Jim Mora, and I was doing some Seattle games up there, so I was around him, kind of watched him, you know, at practice, and he's a very high-energy guy, a lot of enthusiasm. He has altered his defense to fit his personnel because the personnel has gotten better since the day he got there in Seattle. Pete Carroll thought so much of him that he kept him on board when he got the job in Seattle 3 years ago. And he doesn't even run the defense that Pete prefers. But, you know, he could have brought anybody in when he got the job, and he decided to keep Gus. I think that he knows that you win games in the trenches. He's taken a lot of retreads. He's turned them into Pro Bowl players, a la, you know, Richard Sherman and Brandon Browner. I think he was involved in the drafting of a 235-pound safety in Cam Chancellor. You know, he wasn't afraid to start a middle linebacker named Bobby Wagner, who he basically scouted himself and said, this is a guy that, you know, can run our defense. You know, I mean, I just think he has everything from personnel to an eye for the game, to how to build a team, to being around Pete, to understanding how important practice and competition is. I think he's learned a lot from his days in Tampa with John Gruden, to being with Monty Kiffin, to being with Pete Carroll. I think he's learned to being with Daryl Bevel. I mean, I just think he's learned all the way along. I think he's a bright, young, energetic coach that has a good future.
The other, the high-profile interview, Lovie Smith, former Chicago Bears head coach, Baldy, I don't really have a sense, again, of how things are going here, but your feeling on Lovie, we spoke about it prior. And then have you learned anything? Who's his offensive coordinator, any coaches he'd be bringing along?
Well, that's always going to be the question when you talk to Lovie, because he went through 4 offensive coordinators in Chicago, starting with Terry Shea to Ron Turner, North Turner's brother, to Mike Martz, to Mike Tice, and really none of them really got the job done. But Lovie is very, very organized. He has a very clear mind about how to play football. They're always... Every one of Lovie's teams, including this year's team, is going to either lead the league or be amongst the league leaders in takeaways. It's preached. It's practiced. The style of defense creates a lot of collisions that really creates interceptions and fumbles. You're going to get a solid and staple defense, and he's going to have that blueprint to put that together. He's done it in Tampa. He did it in St. Louis. He did it in Chicago. So he's done it for a decade and a half. That you get. The question with Lovie, and maybe why he hasn't been hired yet, is I don't know who his next offensive coordinator is going to be. But that certainly has been a legitimate red flag for Lovie Smith as a head coach. I think everybody would love to have him as their defensive coordinator. As a head coach, he knows how to put an organization together. He knows how to steer the ship. He knows how to get his players to play. Can he fix the offensive side of the ball? I mean, that's really the only downside to Lovie Smith for me.
Brian, Have the Eagles missed out on anybody? Would you have considered Rob Chudzinski or Doug Marrone candidates for this job?
I would definitely have considered Doug Marrone. I've been around Doug a long time. He lived next door to my brother up in New York when he was the offensive line coach for the Jets. My college coach was his defensive coordinator at Syracuse. I tried to get him the job at Duke 6 years ago before he took the job at Syracuse. I've just been around Doug a long time. He played the game. He's been around, you know, Herm Edwards. He's been around, you know, Sean Payton. He's been around a lot of guys. I think he's learned a lot from a lot of those people. I just think Doug has a lot of NFL experience. I just think he knows how to stand up in front of the room and get guys to believe in what he has to say. I just think he was a real, real legitimate candidate, to be honest with you, Dave.
Okay. If you had to lay down a glass of soda and say, who is going to be the next head coach, who would you throw out there, Brian?
I would say, in this order, I would say Gus Bradley and Brian Billick. Two completely opposites. One guy has a Super Bowl, you know, in the bank. He's been out of the game. He's an older guy, but a proven track record of how to lead. And the other guy is sort of an unproven commodity. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of upside to him. So I think both those guys fit the bill. And I could see, I'd be happy with either one of those guys becoming the next head coach.
Well, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network, we thank you so much once again for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.